USA Radio News.
Georgia Democrats on Tuesday filed a lawsuit to open up early voting for the Senate runoff election over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, despite a state law that prohibits voting within 2 days of a holiday. Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced last week that the runoff election would be held on December 6th. House Republicans nominated Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, 188 to 31, to be Speaker in a closed-door conference meeting on Tuesday. A last-minute protest challenge came from Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, a former chairman of the conservative House Freedom Caucus. Biggs sought to demonstrate that McCarthy lacks the support to seize the gavel when the full House meets to choose the Speaker early next year. President Biden spoke late Tuesday on Poland's accusations that a Russian-made missile killed two of its citizens. Our president reportedly said preliminary information contests it was from Russia.
And the moment when the world had come together at the G20 to urge de-escalation, Russia continues to has chosen to escalate in Ukraine.
He spoke with Poland's president by phone, offering full U.S. support and help in Poland's investigation. Biden also held an emergency meeting of the Group of Seven and NATO leaders who were attending the G20 summit to discuss the matter and ongoing attacks on Ukraine. The United States, Japan, and other allies also signed a $20 billion deal on Tuesday at the G20 summit. The goal of the agreement, called the Just Energy Transition Partnership, is to help Indonesia reduce emissions and transition away from fossil fuels to renewable energy. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The House Committee on Homeland Security is holding a hearing on worldwide threats to the homeland. Louisiana Republican Congressman Clay Higgins is pressing Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the border crisis.
Are you aware or have you authorized CBP agents to release illegal aliens into America without identifying, screening, or vetting them properly?
Congressman, our nation's sovereignty stands strong.
It's been rumored.
And nobility throughout the Department of Homeland Security.
That you is represent that nobility, is Secretary Mayorkas?
Congressman, that is what I am dedicated to.
It's been rumored, Secretary, that you're going to resign prior to January the 3rd. Is any truth to those rumors?
That is a false rumor.
Casey Anthony is blaming her father for the death of her daughter. Anthony was under the national microscope after her daughter, Kaylee, was found dead in Orlando after being missing for 6 months in 2008. Casey was acquitted of murder charges and served time for lying to police. She claims her father, George Anthony, was sexually abusing Kaylee and killed her to hide it while attempting to frame Casey for her death. These claims are made during an upcoming Peacock documentary, Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies, which is set to air November 29th. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.